Quote the one and only Alvin DeLauro.
You're on.
Yes, I am. You know what else you could have said?
You're live.
You know what else you could have said, Alvy?
You're in the Quicken Loan Studios.
And you could have even added to that.
Hey, dude, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
We'll do it live!
We'll do it live! All right, so we're into our third hour. Alvin DeLauro, the best there ever was. A genius behind the board. You can look forward to his week that was this and every Friday. Our year in review, also an Alvin DeLauro production, coming up at the end of next week. We start our third and final hour. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. Open phones. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome.
Hey, Adam Hawk, can you hook me up with something? Can you bump that thing down a couple degrees? I am fighting a... I mean, I could get up and walk over there and do it myself, and if I were not on TV, I would. I am fighting a losing battle with the thermostat. Bro, thank you very much for that. That's Samara's fan. So Samara thinks that maybe she can blow and circulate the air around so it's not that bad of a thing.
Did you say down or up?
Down, please. Maybe two.
I mean, I'm being really, really transparent. Of course you did, Hawk.
Uh-oh.
Hawk literally got hit by the camera. I think there's the New York guys messing with you. I'm fighting a losing battle with the thermostat. We can't figure this thing out. We literally cannot figure this thing out. So every single day, and I do it during the breaks, I normally don't make a point of that during a segment. Like now it's blowing cold. If the thing goes up 1 degree, I'm burning up. It's like a sauna. If it goes down 1 degree, I'm reaching for a jacket. We cannot figure it out. We cannot regulate this thing. It got so bad that I just thought to myself, if I have to do a 9 or 10 minute segment right now, with that thing as hot as it is, I'm not getting through it. I mean, who wants to broadcast from a sauna? So Hawk comes in, he knocks it down 2 degrees, bangs his head on the camera, and I'm already cold again. Hawk, can you come back in and knock it back? No, don't. But this is what I mean. Literally, I'm cold already. I'm living with this thing on a daily basis. I cannot figure it out. You've got your phone number. You know to hit me up on Twitter. Good tweet gets retweeted to 1.3 million plus. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Let's talk some hockey. Time to talk hockey. Not just hockey. St. Louis Blues hockey. We don't do a lot of that. And the Blues have had themselves a season. Coming into this year, they were kind of a trendy pick to make some noise. And they have. They have made noise. Unfortunately, all the wrong kind of noise. They've already fired their head coach. And they're second to last in the Central. They lost by 5 goals Sunday, booed right off their own ice. Now I would never sit here and call a guy or call a team or call a franchise garbage.
Garbage.
But right now, they're garbage.
Garbage.
And when things get off to a bad start, they've got a way of getting worse quickly. As an example, two players get into a fight in practice on Monday. No, let me rephrase that. Two St. Louis Blues players get into a fight. Two teammates giving each other the hands. And that's not one of those deals where a coach loves to see that because guys care so much. Guys are so competitive. Guys hate losing. Unless the coach wants to see two of his own dudes legitimately try to knock each other the hell out. Because Zach Sanford and Robert Bortuzzo drop gloves. And according to reports, one of the final sections of Monday's practice was a 3-on-3. Sanford was battling for position in front of the goal. Bortuzzo was fighting to keep him out of position. I'll let the St. Louis Post-Dispatch take it from here. Quote, quickly, there were punches, with Bortuzzo landing some good shots to Sanford's head. Assistant coach Steve Ott skated in to separate them. Another assistant, Mike Van Ryn, then held Sanford back. Sanford threw his stick like a spear in the general direction of Bortuzzo, who skated off the ice and went to the dressing room. End quote. First off, the punches that Bortuzzo landed were not just good shots. They were hammer shots. He was allegedly beating the crap out of his teammate. And how about the fact that Sanford threw his stick like a spear? At Bortuzzo. Sounds bad, right? You're trying to spear a teammate?
You're trying to beat the crap out of a teammate? Sounds pretty bad. Well, not according to another teammate, Pat Maroon. Maroon liked it. He said, quote, "Obviously, it's unfortunate that they fought." Let me stop right there. Whenever somebody says, "Obviously, it's unfortunate that they fought," what he means is, it's a damn good thing these guys drop gloves. Obviously, it's an unfortunate thing that they fought, but sometimes it's good for guys. It's frustration. I don't think Bobo meant to. I don't think Sandy meant to. It's just part of the game. And just working hard and getting frustrated. Oh, and he seemed pretty happy about it, too. Quote, "You got to enjoy it. That's part of hockey, right? We're still teammates. Sometimes people get heated and frustrations build up. I love that stuff. I think it's great. That's me, though. I don't know if anybody else likes it." End quote. That's awesome. You know, like, fighting is part of hockey. And if fighting is part of hockey, then teammates beating the crap out of each other and spearing are part of hockey. Hey, whatever works for you, Pat. The question, though, and it fired him up, but the real question was it going to fire up a team that had been playing like garbage? Would that fight fire the team up before they had to face the Panthers? And the answer was yes. Not only fired them up, but it was Bobo, who was getting it done. Roll this.
The scrap in practice, the battle that was going on there, and you can expect a big game from Robert Bortuzzo here, who's got the puck now.
And he gets it in off the referee. It goes in, but that will not count. You can't score off the referee. And he's hurt.
Tim Peel is hurt. There's no question. You rarely see something like this happen. I mean, Tim Peel, the veteran referee, was in the far corner. And it, oh my goodness, it hit him right in the midsection right there. And he goes down awkwardly. Right here. I mean, look at this bounce.
Let me tell you something. The NHL does not get nearly enough credit for its technology. You hear the ambient sound? You can hear the referee screaming. I think that's what that was. The referee screaming in anguish. How about the announcer starting off before that went down? You can expect a big game from Robert Bortuzzo. Yeah, it looked like Bobo was just intending to dump the puck into the zone, yet instead he scored. One problem, he scored off the ref. Another problem, he scored off the ref's junk. A clear junk carom for a goal. Bobo fired the puck in. It clanked off of referee Tim Peel's junk and beat Roberto Luongo on his near post. Hey, look, I know the puck takes funny bounces, but that is the most amazing carom in league history. I mean, I've always maintained a goalie cannot be beaten at the near post. And you sure as hell cannot be beaten at the near post by a shot off a referee's junk. That might be the greatest goal ever. I mean, what are the odds of that? And my man Peel went down like he was shot. Of course. Why wouldn't he? That was shot. A shot to the package. And he dropped to the ice in a hurry. And he had to be helped off. Of course he did. He just took an NHL shot to his package. That's the second straight day that I've had to talk about a guy taking a shot to the fruit stand. That's two for me.
It's two for me.
Two for me, but apparently none for Bobo because the goal did not count. Again, let me run this back one more time. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you'll see how amazing it looks. If you're not and you're listening, you will certainly hear how amazing it sounds.
The scrap in practice, the battle that was going on there, and you can expect a big game from Robert Bortuzzo here, who's got the puck now.
And he gets it in off the referee. It goes in, but that will not count. You can't score off the referee. And he's hurt.
Tim Peel is hurt. There's no question. You rarely see something like this happen. I mean, Tim Peel, the veteran referee, was in the far corner. And it, oh my goodness, it hit him right in the midsection right there. And he goes down awkwardly right here. I mean, look at this bounce.
Midsection. Is that what they're calling it now? Hit him in the midsection? You mean hit him in the junk? Apparently, though, there's a rule against firing the puck off of a ref or a ref's package and into the back of the net. It cannot go off of the ref and directly into the net, then it does not count. So they waved it off. So in case you were wondering, Bobo, who got into a fight with Sandy, said that hitting the ref was an accident. Bobo said, and I quote, "I went for a dump in and I double clutched, so I changed my angle. I caught Peelzy and I felt bad, to be honest. Shocked when it went in. I didn't know the rule, obviously, so I put my hands in the air. I don't think a lot of people knew the rule," end quote. Hockey players are the best. Almost anybody who does what I do will tell you that NHLers are among the best guys to talk to. I mean, generally, they're the best. I mean, it's not enough that they have nicknames for each other, like Bobo and Sandy, but they've got them for the refs, too. So, Bobo fought Sandy and then decked Peelzy with a puck to the package. Better yet, Bobo, who fought Sandy, was going for a dump in, double clutched, and then drilled Peelzy in the nadsy and scored. Except it didn't count. Now, what I'm not going to do here is get into the weeds on whether that goal should have counted, because it looked like Luongo touched it before it went in. In that case, it would have counted. Because if you can somehow bank a shot off of a ref's junk and into the net, not only do you deserve that goal, you deserve two.
It's two for me.
It should have been two for Bobo after beating up Sandy and then bouncing a puck off of Peelzy and hitting him right in the nadsy. I've never heard anything that sounded like that. That was amazing. That sound is incredible sound. Whoever mic'd the rink should win an award for that.
The scrap in practice, the battle that was going on there, and you can expect a big game from Robert Bortuzzo here, who's got the puck now.
And he gets it in off the referee. It goes in, but that will not count.
We've all been there.
You can't score off the referee, and he's hurt.
Tim Peel is hurt. There's no question. You rarely see something like this happen. I mean, Tim Peel, the veteran referee, was in the far corner, and it, oh my goodness, it hit him right in the midsection right there, and he goes down awkwardly.
That's hard to listen to.
Right here. I mean, look at this bounce.
That's a grown man screaming, allegedly, in anguish. That is hard to listen to, and even tougher to watch. All right, there it is. We talk some hockey. And like I said, we talk hockey, and I don't wait for the postseason either. We talk hockey, and we talk it intelligently.
I love when you talk hockey.
Bella, I'm here to talk hockey. When we return, God, what a good show today. Phone lines have been jammed the entire time, and I'm not taking one phone call. That's how much content there is. The weather is getting colder, but not as cold as my freaking studio. Hey, Hawk, can you turn that thing up? No, just kidding, bro. Sit down. The struggle to get out of bed in the morning is real. My Casper mattress makes it so tempting to hide under the covers and stay cozy. I fight that fight every single day, I'm not going to lie. Hands down, the most comfortable mattress I have ever slept on. Once you try Casper, you're going to love yours as much as I love mine. Because Casper ships right to your door for free in a small, how'd they do that, size box. You'll even pick it up if you don't love it. And they will refund you everything from its engineering to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights. It is no wonder that Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews of all of their products across Casper, Google, and Amazon. Sleeping on a mattress is the best way to try that mattress. Put Casper to the test in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com and use the code ROAM. Get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. Roam is your code, and you'll get $50 off towards the purchase of certain mattresses. Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Heat. Branded products are designed to keep your fuel system flowing even under the harshest conditions. Remove water, raise MPGs, clean the fuel system. Heat, baby. Good show today. A lot of content. Lots of different things. And I mentioned the phone lines have been lit the entire day. So let's go to a phone call or two. I've got a Kawhi Leonard update, which I'll get to momentarily. And again, I want to remind you, I've got Teddy Atlas as part of the Jim Rome podcast, my side hustle, Ep 63. I had not spoken to Teddy Atlas. I looked at my records. I think it'd been like 6 years, maybe. So Teddy is going into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I ran him down yesterday. He was in Brooklyn outside of a famous restaurant, 40 degrees outside, and we had probably a 40-minute conversation. Really good conversation. So that's going to drop later on today. And maybe your voicemail. Maybe your voicemail. All right, to the phones. What the hell? Let's go to L.A. Matt in L.A. Do you know why Matt gets on the air a lot? Because Matt calls a lot. But he's usually got something. Let's find out. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Jim Rome. From Lake Forest to Luxembourg, from Irvine to Indonesia, I want to wish all my peoples at the CBS Sports Net a happy holiday season. Jimmy, give my best to DA, who is literally smiling ear to ear these days. I mean, Jack Nicholson's Joker thinks dude has a ginormous grin. And shout out to Reggie McKenzie, man. Hey, you got a raw deal. Raider Nation got love for you and JDR, and we know you guys are going to bounce back elsewhere. But that's not why I called, Jim. I caught wind that Hollywood legend Ray Liotta has become Philip Morris and Big Tobacco's public enemy number one after single-handedly lining their pockets for decades, jamming four packs a day into his gullet. But my word, Romy, I don't know if Ray Ray stumbled into a wood chipper or tripped face first in a Hollywood car chase scene onto a spike strip, because Henry Hill looks like he's aging in dog years, my man. I mean, and he's got potholes on his face that are deeper than the 110 South. So memo to casting agents, shoot for a younger spokesman, man, because half of these millennials, unfortunately, don't even know who the hell Ray Liotta is. And that's a travesty. Were I Ray Craig setting sail on a pallet raft at Mother's Beach for the LBC boat parade, unwore the man-crushing Manitoba Mimbos, Myler, outro.
Damn, Matt, that was something else. That was some kind of masterpiece theater right there. I don't even know where to start with that. Well, I do know where to start with that. You keep my man DA's mouth, name out your mouth, Matt. Come on, man, don't do that. Don't go there, Matt. Hey, Matt, look, you know I got your back. And by having your back, I let you call this show way more than I should. Now, having said that, do not go in and do not go there and do not ever, ever reference DA ever again unless you're going to do so in a positive manner. Ever. It's my man now, DA. Don't you ever do that, Matt. Come on, man. You're better than that. At least I thought you were. If Matt is wishing happy holidays to everybody, does that mean he's done for the year? Or does that mean he just wants to come in and wish happy holidays to everybody? And then as for the rest of that call, Matt just shredding Ray Liotta for his face. Matt, that is rich, bro. You are awesome. That was incredible. And then that little run at the very end at, quote, Myler. Did you see what he did with that? Myler in Canada. I wonder if Myler is going to respond. If either part of Myler, if my or lure is going to respond. He's talking about Matt and Tyler. He combined them into Myler. And then going on about the casting agents and the potholes on dude's face that are worse than anything you see on the 110. Drew, it's your fault. I don't condone this. I certainly did not endorse this. Granted, I'll be honest. When I saw that commercial for the first time, I did do a double take. However, I didn't think to myself, because I always think to myself, when I'm watching sports and talking to people and doing what I do to get ready, I always think to myself, take, 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 take. Where do you want to go with this? I did not look at that commercial and think to myself, take, take, take. I can't wait to get in on Monday and talk about Ray Liotta's face. I didn't think that because that's not the way my mind works. That's not the way this show works. At least not for me. Not a thing. Shouldn't have been a topic.
should not have jumped today, should not have jumped 2 days. Hey, Drew, you other morons, this is not going to be a thing on Friday. It's not going to make it to Friday. I know you badly want to get it to Friday. It's not. I'll stop that thing cold. I'll choke that thing out. This is not going to be a thing on Friday. You know why that is? Because personal appearances are not show fodder. I've said it a million times. Dear Jim, I agree. This Ray Liotta bit has been stretched way too far. Yours, Ray Liotta Skin. Chad in Orlando, listen. The thing I hate about this is I'm not doing it, nor am I condoning it, and it's going to work its way back to Ray. Hey, Ray, you know what Rome, Jim Rome, you know what he said about you? Yeah, you know what he said? You know what Rome said? He said, hey, idiots, grow the hell up and stop talking about this guy. An amazing actor with an amazing resume who's done some amazing things, who frankly made kind of a creepy commercial, but that's fine. You know, you do what you got to do. Let me tell you something, yo. We all age out. It's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to you. And then it might affect your finances. If you're in a business where it matters how you look, I'm not here to judge. I know you all are, but you shouldn't be. Look in the freaking mirror and then judge. Man, get off this guy. I can't keep you from tweeting, so tweet what you want. But stop thinking I'm going to talk about it on the show because I'm just not. Matt, bro. Matt, you're a funny dude. You are, and I appreciate the loyalty to me. You ever hear the phrase glass houses? If somebody throws a rock at a house that you live in and it's glass, you're not going to have a house. And then you'll be like, Ira. Glass houses, man. Casas de Ventana. Something like that. Matt, did you rock that call? Please do. That was an all-time Matt from L.A. call. He cleared out the phone lines with that one. All right, so on that note, let me get out. And that'll set up one nice long segment to end the program. The Raiders do not have a home that we know of. They might, but we know what it's not. It's not Oakland. The city filed suit. It's not Frisco because the Niners are not going to let them squat. So where does that leave them? San Antonio? San Diego. Maybe they can jam the city of Irwindale for another 10 mil.
St. Louis.
That's nice, Alvin. Well done. Well played. How about St. Louis? Maybe. Louis. Big day for St. Louis.
St. Louis.
We talked about the Blues, and who knows? Maybe they can get the Raiders for a year. All right. All of that's still ahead. Lots more content, too. Time now for a sports update. ATP, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I like this one. Anne asks, Jim, since you've said that Jake and Logan do not listen to the show, do you mind sharing what you are getting the boys for Christmas? Are there any Christmas traditions for the Rome family other than Janet's famous card? Happy holidays from the clones, Anne. Lady Clone, Anne. Nice job, Anne. Anne, you're in San Diego. Are you going to come to the Mission Valley Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday? I will be there Sunday. I'd love to see you out there. In fact, San Diego would love to see you. I am going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Mission Valley from 11 until 1. On my pals at 97.3, the Fan will be there. In fact, earlier, Dan Cilio is going to do his program in the morning. I will be there for a couple of hours. Get out there. First come, first serve. Let's crush some wings. Have a pop. And also, we're giving things away. Gift cards. A major gift card, and a big screen TV. We're giving them away. It's going to be great. So, Ann, if you can make it out there, I'd love to see you. All right, in terms of the Rome family Christmas tradition, of course, it all starts with Janet's famous Christmas card. My wife wants nothing for Christmas. Nothing. But she wants that card every single year.
You heard Mark Few come on the program recently and say, we're waiting for the Rome Christmas card. It's kind of a famous card. And I asked how many go out. See, I'm not like my wife. I've got a few friends. My wife has lots of friends. Apparently, 600 cards go out. I don't know 600 people. I've done this a long time. She does. So if you're not on that list, you must be some kind of loser, because everybody is. That's the most famous tradition in the Rome family for Christmas. The Christmas card. She's obviously not listening. She's texting me on something else. That's good. All right, so I can say whatever I want right now. All right, so in addition to that, oh, a new tradition, the Independence Bowl. It might be a one-off, but the entire family will be watching the Independence Bowl, Temple v. Duke, because of Ed Foley, Alvin. If you have a moment, the entire family will be posted up around the TV, which is fine. Like, Janet's big on, is there football on? Is there any football on? And like, she won't even know who's playing or care. Is there football on? I can't wait to sit them down to watch Temple and Duke, though I have no idea why, and then I will direct them to this.
Our football team is going to come down here ready to play. We're going to practice really hard. We're going to play really hard. I hope that we play well, but I know that we'll play hard. And we're going to find out about Duke, and we're going to find out about Temple, and we're going to find out about which one of those football clubs wants to hit each other harder or longer. That's what we're going to decide here on the 27th.
So the three of them, I guarantee it, Janet, Jake, Logan, the three of them together will not know a single thing about anything relating to that game, and I'm going to make them all watch that game start to finish. It's going to be awesome. So that'll be a one-off, probably, unless Ed Foley has them back there next year. Another Rome family tradition for the holidays? Oh, Die Hard. We will all watch Die Hard, the best Christmas movie ever made. We always take a trip at Christmas. For a long time, we went to Montana because we had a house there. We no longer do, so we don't do that anymore. We try to find some sun, but we're late booking this year. That trip is still in question. Wisconsin is a possibility. We've been spending a lot of time in Wisconsin. We might make it back there. If we don't go to Wisconsin, we got to find some sun. But it's hard on short notice. Finally, Ann asks, what are you going to get the boys? There was some noise. I wonder if they're listening right now. There was some noise about Logan getting a new phone because Logan looks like he dropped his phone from the Empire State Building. Yeah, because that's what I want, that kid having a new phone to spend more time on. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I will say this. This is an ongoing debate in my family between me and my wife. I don't want the kid to have a phone at all. I hate it. I can't stand how much time my kid spends on the phone. All I do is tell the kid, put the phone down, put the phone down, put the phone down.
I hate it.
And Janet constantly says, it's there for an emergency. Right. Then why is he on it 8 hours a day? Does he have an emergency 8 hours out of every single day? And then I go to the old man routine. We all grew up without phones. We were fine. So the kid apparently is going to get a new phone because there might be an emergency. Let's see. What else? That's about it. Those are the traditions. And if I have a family commitment, I have a drink in my hand. But then again, that's everybody's tradition, right?
Yeah!
Everybody I know has that tradition. Anne, look at that. Well done, Anne. Good job, good effort, Anne in San Diego. That is the longest ATP response in a long time. Let's stay on the Christmas thread. Don't hurt yourself, Hawk. Doing jumping around like a spaz. All right. I'll wait for it. Oh, I got all day, Hawk. I got nowhere to be. I got nothing to do. I got nowhere to be. You just watch that camera when you come in here. I'm going to stay on the Christmas thread. An athlete Christmas thread. Wow, dude, I've never seen you so excited. Which tells me this is going to be pretty stupid. Dear Rome, Matt in L.A. knows he looks like a drunk, homeless Santa at a Gardena strip mall, right? Signed Ray from Shantix. Francis in Glendale. War Irate Craig using a moving walkway as a treadmill. Matt in L.A. knows he looks like a drunk, homeless Santa at a Gardena strip mall, right? Signed, Ray from Chantix. Chantix. Wow. Yeah, well, if Matt in L.A. didn't know before, he does now. And he'll be, Matt, don't call back today. You can get a piece of Francis on your own time, Matt. Don't do it on mine. You kind of asked for that, didn't you, Matt? All right, so no Kawhi Leonard, no problem. The Raptors still ran the Clippers right out of their own gym last night in downtown L.A. Put the hammer to them, 123-99. And despite going through shoot-around yesterday, Nick Nurse scratched Kawhi because of a bruised hip. And hopefully to get him some extra rest before the second game of back-to-back in Oakland tonight against Golden State. The thinking was, we don't need him against L.A., and they didn't. So if Kawhi does end up going against Golden State, that might give you a legitimate NBA Finals preview. So Kawhi did not play in the game last night, and he sure as hell did not play before the game last night either. Because when the media entered the Raptors locker room to do interviews and get some sound before tip-off, some hero reporter, Tomer Azarli, decided to ask Kawhi a very topical question about a very topical holiday, the very one that we were just talking about. And the exchange was brief, but man, it was good.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
And that was that exchange. Exactly the kind of Christmas cheer that I would expect from the new face and feet of New Balance shoes. Scrooge Leonard swatting that innocuous, festive question into the bleeder seats.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
Now, the best part to me about Kawhi's response is it's actually open-ended, right? You could argue that that reporter has every right to try that angle again because Kawhi didn't say, no, I won't. He said, not right now.
Not right now.
Now, the problem is for Tomer, he works for a Clippers blog. The Clippers do not play the Raptors again until February, which means Tomer is likely never to get the answer to what Kawhi's favorite Christmas moment is. However, nothing is stopping my man in February from asking Kawhi what his favorite Valentine's Day moment is. And Tomer better pop that question because I'm so here for Kawhi's response to any question relating to normal human behavior or normal human feelings. Now, this is important. We need some background. If you go back to Media Day in September, you'll remember that's when Kawhi's amazing, incredible, unique laugh echoed from Toronto throughout the entire Western Hemisphere. Now, I bring that up because there's actual context, important context to that, too. That laugh came after a reporter asked Kawhi what he would like people to know about him. Kawhi's response to that question is important in regards to his response to last night's question. Now, go back to Media Day. Media Day 2 months ago, here's what Kawhi said.
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. It's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
I mean, damn. A few quick thoughts. Number one, Kawhi says he's, quote, a fun guy.
Fun guy.
Well, then he needs to tell the reporter. He then tells the reporter that he needs to ask more questions, though, in order for Kawhi to give him any further insight as to who he is and what he's like and what he does like. Fine, I get that, totally. Here you go, fun guy. Here's a question 2 months later about yourself.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
Damn, my man is fun. He is fun.
I'm a fun guy.
Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself.
Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
I thought you were a fun guy. That wasn't fun at all. Not right now. When? It's a good thing the Raptors are not playing on Christmas Day, because I'm pretty sure that Grinch Leonard has other things to do, like crawl down chimneys and swipe Christmas presents. I don't mean like those idiots who steal them off your front porch now. I mean like down the chimney, in the living room, and take some kid's present. And then leave lumps of coal in stockings. Yeah, but don't get it twisted. I don't want this guy to change at all. Kawhi is the best. A laugh that actually sounds like a cry if you close your eyes and you think of somebody wailing. Check. A sneaker deal with a company that makes shoes for dads mowing the lawn. Check. An utterly disdainful three-word dismissal of an innocent Christmas question. Check.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
Nah, I'm good. Oh, and he's the early frontrunner for MVP because he's having one of his best seasons ever on the best team in the NBA, and he's one of the top five players in the league. Check, 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 and check. My only issue with Kawhi is I can't decide what version of him I like better, the on-the-court killer or the off-the-court fun guy. Thankfully, I do not have to choose. And last night's question about his favorite Christmas moment just became my favorite Christmas moment. And I owe it all to Mr. Fun Guy, Kawhi Leonard. My man, Merry Christmas, Kawhi. Keep doing you. Render NBA came up with that. I know you want to give Alvin credit. Render NBA. Big tip of the hat. Hey, Kawhi, one quick question. Can I ask you about your... First of all, Merry Christmas. And can I ask you about your favorite Christmas moment ever?
Not right now.
Oh. You got a Scrooge. He's balling out, man. He is showing up, showing out, balling out, and having an MVP-type year. That'd be so great. That whole thing about... Man, will this guy really, really go to the Clippers and not the Lakers? This guy really, really looking to get away from Pop in San Antonio? How about, would this guy really stay in Toronto? Could this guy win Toronto an NBA title? That'd be the best. You could ask him that before you could ask him about Christmas, though. Huge call coming up. Wow, like there's a fight at the bat rack. If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong. Hey, won't you St. Louis Blues mellow out back there?
St. Louis.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and stay strong like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. Very smooth, Hawk. Three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Now we're done, but you know who would have won? Matthew in L.A.
Give my best to B.A., who is literally smiling ear to ear these days.
Hey, Matt, literally, keep D.A.'s name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Literally, Matt, don't do that. Don't do that. Come on, man, D.A. is fam, you know that. My thanks to Darius Leonard, Kelvin Hopkins Jr., Cody Blick. Good day, the XR4TI. Good show, good content. A lot of it on the cutting room floor. More of that tomorrow. Listen, really quickly, later today, Teddy Atlas, the Jim Rome podcast, F63. I've already taped it, so I know it's good. Listen to it. We're going to drop that a little bit later on this afternoon. See you then. We're out.